The best 5 minutes of the day commencing right now, and we're starting a new section of Scripture shortly. Jason Kantz, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
It is.
Yeah.
It is a happy Friday. I'm not working today, which makes it even happier. So,
extra reading time for you.
It's good. I think so. I went downstairs today to see if I could find a copy of Tuesdays with Maury. I knew I had a book by Mitch Albom downstairs, but I don't have Tuesdays with Maury. I have a book called Something About Faith, and it's autographed by Mitch Albom, but it's not Tuesdays with Maury.
Yeah, so I saw a post about this yesterday. I've read the book multiple times. It's made me cry more than once. It also seen the play here in Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley Theaters Guild did. Seen the movie with Hank Azaria playing Mitch and Jack Lemmon, the late great Jack Lemmon actually playing Maury.
Yeah.
And right. So they're all excellent. And So I posted in all sorts of people commenting yesterday. And yes, a rare book you haven't read. And so I will try to find, there's got to be one around the house somewhere. I don't know. So I think I read it even in Liberia. So.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'll have to check that one out. We have this once in a while where you'll say, hey, have you read this? And I haven't. And often those recommendations have been very good. Certainly Love Does by Bob Goff was one of them. And there was that book by Rick Love about peace.
Peace Catalyst really and Messy Spirituality by Mike Iaconelli. I do have peace a pretty catalyst. Good track record. I do have a pretty good track record.
But you do.
Yeah,
sure.
Tuesdays and Maury will not disappoint. This idea, because you love reading and it's a teacher and the whole deal.
Yeah.
Maury Schwartz, Nightline, and Mitch sees him and these Tuesday visits. If you don't cry, then,
Your check
heart
it out.
It's harder than I thought.
Anyhow, heartless.
we're moving over to Romans today and. Romans chapter 5 is where we're going to go, but I was looking at the message, seeing what Eugene Peterson has to say kind of as an introduction on Romans, and he talks about the letter to the Romans is a piece of exuberant and passionate thinking. This is the glorious life of the mind enlisted in the service of God. Paul takes the well-witnessed and devoutly believed fact of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus and thinks through its implications. I think Stuart Briscoe called this the constitution of the Christian faith. So Romans, and as we embark on Romans 5 through 8, good stuff. And you say, you kind of, in writing Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary, this was one you put off for a while.
It is, yeah. It was, I think there's a gravity to Romans for sure. I love the book and wanted to make sure I did it justice. And part of that, I just put it off. So hopefully there's some wisdom here. So,
but maybe, you'd further craft, you'd gotten used to the idea. Maybe you'd gotten into a rhythm of the whole Letters to the Beloved approach by the time you got to Romans. So. All right, let's give it a shot.
So. I hope that's what comes across here.
Yeah,
so.
We've got verses 1 through 3
in Romans 5. Yeah. Yeah. It says, therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Mm-hmm. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance.
This might be one of those rare days where what you say in the commentary may be less wordy than the scripture you just read. So here we go. Romans 5, 1 through 3. Beloved, because your standing with me is not based upon your erratic behavior, but trust in my son's perfect righteousness, I want you to be at peace. There is no conflict between us. My son did everything necessary to make sure you know that you are welcome with me. My grace secures your standing now and forever. My graciousness is my glory. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think those two things are closely tied. That last phrase there, my graciousness is my glory. I think that sometimes we want to tease those things apart, but I think they're so intimately tied together. God's grace and God's glory are intimately tied together in a relational God. And mm-hmm. So I guess that's what stands out for me there today.
All right. All right. Well, hope to see you for breakfast tomorrow. We'll talk and have a great Friday off from work. All right. There we go. Our friend Jason Kanz. Jason Kanz. 6:45, WWIB 68 degrees. So far, just one student shout out this morning from Brian in Eau Claire at 715-396-1670. What do we mean by student shout outs? Well, we have sports in mind. High school football on Friday night, certainly it lends itself to that, the Friday night lights. But it could be soccer, cross country, girls volleyball, what have you. Also, it could be academics or music or theater. But Brian models it pretty well here.
Good morning, Mark. This is Brian. I'm going to try to give you some student shout-outs. We'll do the full rundown. First off, we've got Blake Burns helping the North Husky freshman football team sweep the Memorial freshman football teams last night. Second, we'll go with Maddie Struble, who helped the Husky varsity volleyball team defeat Rice Lake last night, 3-2. And then the two cousins matching off tonight in the inner-city rival varsity football game. We have Carter Burns for North and Alex Christensen from Memorial. Should be an exciting showdown at Carson. Hope you have a wonderful Friday, and God bless.
There you go, just like that.
Good morning, guys. It's Jackie. I just want to give a shout-out to my three kids, Chloe, Cooper, and Caden. I'm so proud of them. Today's their very first day of school, full day, and they all get up at 6:30. It's Chloe's last year of middle school, going into eighth grade. And the two boys are going second and fourth grade. So I hope they have a great day today, a great school year. And I love all three of you very much. Thanks. Bye.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Friday and Student Shout Out Friday. We've heard from Brian in Eau Claire and Jackie as well today, both doing a good job. And we've got those two Sanctus Real tickets on the line for the concert 2 weeks from last night. I think it's a 5:30 start time there at Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland. So, Caleb, all they got to do, call us at 715-396-1670. Let me model it a little bit. Maybe I would call and say, hey, shout out to my two high schoolers at Eau Claire North, Elena and Michael. Elena doing a great job with school and dance and working at RCU. But really, I want to shout out for Michael as well as the Eau Claire North soccer team tying New Richmond 3-3 yesterday. They're off to Wanakee for a game tonight and tomorrow. Go get them. Something like that.
Yeah, there you go. And on my end, shout out to my kids. We've got Lily going into seventh grade this year, and I'm just proud of my kids and their attitude so far. We homeschool our kids, and so they started back on Monday, and when I come back home, and they're still at least reasonably smiling, and my wife is as well, too, knowing that they're not giving her too hard of a time. And so, you know what? I appreciate their attitudes as they kind of make that transition going from summer schedule to school schedule. And again, Lily's kind of my quiet one as she just thinks and ponders about things. Cooper's maybe our more exuberant child, and I love that even though he struggles maybe to want to sit still for a while and work on things, he just soaks up information, especially about animals. He just loves animals. And we actually had this great discussion the other day about, and this would probably be longer than you'd want to leave on the voicemail line. We had this great discussion about arms and legs when it comes to an octopus and how many of those 8 tentacles are arms and how many are legs. And he knew it and I didn't. And it was just, I love seeing my kids excited That's about right. learning. And then little Nora, who's 4, still kind of in the pre-K stage. I love seeing that she is excited about, again, learning her alphabet, getting those first steps in there in terms of learning to read as well, too. So that's a shout out to my kids this morning, too, as they start their homeschooling year.
So give us your student shout out. The Friday Night Lights, high school football for sure, but maybe other sports. You know, you got soccer, cross country, girls volleyball, 396-1670, WWIB. Love to hear from you.
Yeah, we love the band, the show choir kids as well, too. Any extracurricular kids involved in, or again, if you just want to say, I'm proud of you, I love you, and hope your school year is fantastic. Right now at 9 minutes before 8 o'clock, 71 degrees here on the WIB Wake Up Show. This is our Friday morning tradition, getting you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in terms of news, sports, politics, pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. And friends, you know what it's called. It's headlines. Here we go.
Caleb, a study finds that sleepwalkers often feel no pain when they injure themselves.
Until they wake up and feel the pain of that sleep purchase they made on Amazon.
Yikes.
A couple in India, both in their 70s, just had their first child.
Yeah,
crazy.
All three of them, Caleb, are happy and healthy and sharing soft foods at every meal.
Love it.
An Italian study showed that pasta doesn't make you obese.
It seems like every week a different food is reevaluated and found to be not as bad as previously thought. I'm still holding out hope for Oreos.
Keep waiting.
Meanwhile, NASA has released images of a galaxy 32 million light years away.
The galaxy moved right when they were taking it, so the photo's a little blurry.
Just like my toddler.
Hey, a man in India called police to complain that his neighbor was commanding ghosts to steal his chickens.
Ghosts. So would that be a poultrygeist?
Oh, you should have saved that for Monday. Make us laugh Monday.
A retired army general says Afghanistan is right back where it was 20 years ago.
So I'm guessing its TripAdvisor ratings have also tanked.
Probably.
And finally, according to a study, another study, our personalities are set by the time we start school.
That explains Bravo's newest reality show, The Real First Graders of New Jersey.
Can't miss TV.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, live in the flesh, it's Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. I wasn't here the last time you were here. It's been a bit, so...
Yeah, it's been a bit.
Yeah, so. Good to see you.
Good morning.
And my goodness, the summer has just flown by. You guys have been at farmers markets all throughout the area. And again, a lot of them are still going on. But tomorrow, we need to emphasize this for our folks up in Barron County. Tomorrow is the last day
at Chautauqua.
Yeah,
at
the Pine Lodge Shops in Chautauqua. And that one, I believe, is 9 to 1.
Correct.
And again, so always great to have folks from Barron County be able to show up and get some of the Avenue Orchard jams and jellies. But tomorrow at that last market, we've got some new things.
Oh, you bet. Yep. It's fall time, and yes, so it's the apple cider is back.
Yes.
We're having it pressed today, and we've got 4 flavors of caramel apples this year.
So wow.
They're both going to be on the table.
There you go. So, and again, the fresh apple cider, there is nothing like fresh apple cider. And you guys actually, due to incredibly high demand, you actually ran out of the apple cider that you had preserved and frozen so that you could sell it throughout the summer. I know I had some early and it was fantastic. But, I mean, this was so popular. I believe Hy-Vee was selling it. Yeah. The Wisconsin State Fair bought a whole bunch from you, like the big Wisconsin State Fair. I mean, it was very popular. And so you had to go without for a while.
Yes, we did. So we're excited to get it back. So we can get some more.
Yeah, I mean, and again, what I love is all the different varieties of apple cider in terms of container size, especially for my kids. The little pints are fantastic for little hands.
Yeah, great sellers. They're great. Like I say, they're single serving type deal. So, yeah, throw that in your refrigerator and you don't have to worry about drinking a whole gallon and having it spoil on you.
Exactly. So, again, not just Chautauqua, but, again, the Pine Lodge Shop, last farmer's market at Chautauqua. So you'll have that fresh apple cider and the caramel apples there. You'll also be in Menominee at the farmer's market. The store
will have it. Yep.
Yeah.
We open at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. We're open until 6.
So
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. Monday. Yeah. Gotta rest a little bit for Labor Day.
Yep.
Especially because after Labor Day, that's when, another announcement, you are opening 7 days a week after Labor Day.
Right. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Every single day, your jams, your jellies, your Creation Kitchen treats, you never know what the gals are baking up there for those
treats. I know. I'm afraid
to
go in the kitchen anymore.
Yes.
I'd see something new.
And let's talk about the caramel apples for a bit. So 4 flavors. And again, these are huge apples. My kids love them. Huge caramel apples. Real homemade caramel. With apologies to Kraft, this is the real stuff. This is the real homemade caramel on these.
Yeah, I know. They really stirred up an excellent recipe of caramel. So
you've got the original, just the straight up caramel covering the apple. Yeah. You have the sea salt caramel variety. You have a caramel apple with white chocolate and milk chocolate drizzle. And then the one that's kind of like a familiar candy bar, kind of like a Twix candy bar. It's the chocolate shortbread
caramel apple as well. And it's our own recipe for the shortbread too.
Oh, man. Homemade is just so much better. So much better.
Trust me.
And finally, Ronnie, before we let you go, and again, AVEappleOrchard.com, friends, is where you can go. You can order online as well there and then find out, again, about all the different wares. But something special is coming up in a couple weeks, 2 weeks from tomorrow,
right.
Taste of the Orchard, you're calling it.
Yes, yep. Our first annual Taste of the Orchard. Everything that we have will be on the table for you to sample.
And, man, when we talk about all the different samples... Fantastic. And this is something, too, you know, some of your latest jams and jellies. Last time I was there stocking up, for some reason, I hadn't tried the mango spice yet. So you've got mango, you've got the mango habanero, and then the mango spice. And that one just absolutely blew me away. It was incredible. All the flavors that are in there. A little vanilla, and I think some cloves in there. What a great jam.
I don't know how they thought of it, but there it is.
Yes, just the taste experts in the Creation Kitchen. Ronnie, great to see you. Great and again, man, here, I know you're buzzing all over the place today. Get things ready for that first pressing of this year's fresh apple cider. Yep. Well, good to see you. We'll see you again soon.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday, and still to come before 9, somebody's going to win a pair of tickets for Sanctus Real in concert 2 weeks from last night at 5:30 in Cumberland at Northern Lakes Church. But right now, it's time for the best of the week.
Well, WQOW-TV hands out a monthly Jefferson Award, and it went to a brother in the Lord, a guy who I teamed up with in our first cornhole tournament, in 2018, actually. Yeah, we won it all. We were the runner-up in 2019 and I think finished third in 2020, and it was probably a lot more due to him than me. He is one busy guy, as this report from WQOW-TV reveals.
Well, are you hungry?
Always
hungry. Let's see what you got today.
Eau Claire resident Don Breedle is one busy guy.
I started volunteering with Meals on Wheels about 6 years ago, and I figured, heck, I can drive and follow a roadmap. So people are so thankful to get these meals, and for some of them, it's some of the little human interaction they get during the day. I mean, there's been real deep friendships made with some of the recipients.
I was trying to do, a few crunches, some sit-ups, but also some push-ups. And so I asked Nora if she would do push-ups with me. Again, he's like, misery loves company, I guess. And so, I said, would you do some push-ups with me? She does not do push-ups with me, Havel. While I am doing push-ups, she stands right by my head like she's a personal trainer. And she pushes down on me to add resistance while I'm trying to go back up in my push-ups. And I want to be like, no, baby, don't do that. But really, it's good for me. And it's like she knows that I need something
there
extra. And man, if I give her half the chance, she climbs on my back, and then it really gets difficult.
Nora, the personal trainer at age 4.
Yes. We are joined by Chippewa Falls head football coach Chuck Rakovich. A very special night coming up on the field. It's going to be a great game, two unbeaten teams. But off the field, before the game, there's something, coach, that's very, very close to your heart that we've seen for multiple years now. It's Veterans Night, and so there'll be some salutes to those who have served our country, but also a tangible way to help homeless veterans. And I know that's something that you've told me for many years. Those two words should never, ever be put together, homeless and veteran. And yet, unfortunately, it is a reality. And so you guys as a football team and all of us as a community are saying there's something that we can do about that.
You know, we can't do enough for those guys. And these guys need to be honored, these veterans, for everything that they've done. You know, when they volunteer, when they sign up to go into the military, they give our country a blank check, and we're just so thankful. And I'm happy that our young men that play in our football program have gathered around this event and really have bought into it.
It was 8 years ago that Breedle retired. Well, kind of.
My motivation is just to live out my Christian faith that I'm here to love God and help people.
So in addition to delivering Meals on Wheels, he helps maintain the grounds at Cedar Creek Church, not to mention utilizing his ability to build.
I'm fortunate enough to have learned carpentry skills as a young man, but the skills for carpentry are still very much in demand, and especially when I don't charge for labor. So it's the phone never stops ringing.
He began using his skills to help at the hub in Lake Halley, Habitat for Humanity.
Built a couple houses in Mondovi I've helped on, starting a new house in Boyceville, and even some remodeling of homes in Eau Claire.
And even the future Collective Arts Center. You might even find him singing in the collective choir.
Caleb, as the summer winds down, and really any time of the year, one of the scariest places to ever go is the back of a person's refrigerator. You never know what you're going to find back there.
What's in there and how long has it been there?
And what's it going to look
like? What does it smell like?
If you're going to take the Tupperware lid off.
What's growing on it?
Oh, no. And who's going to get rid of it?
Don's list of volunteer work doesn't even end there. He also volunteers through his church at Bolton Refuge and at Beacon House.
Not to mention his work with several downtown Eau Claire events like We Care Eau Claire. He also offers a hand at Tower Ridge during the ski season. And again, that's not even everything he's done. You can read more about his volunteer work and his volunteer plans later at WQOW.com.
Well, congratulations. Great report by QOW. And congratulations to Don Breedle. Very deserving. What does love look like? It looks like Don Breedle, I think, huh?
There you go. The best of the week, Alvin. I loved hearing so much. I hadn't heard that story yet from WQW about our friend Don Breedle. What an amazing
Absolutely.
Man of faith.
What a guy.